A typical workday may have its annoyances and frustrations, but for most of us, there's no out-and-out danger. For the rest, it helps to keep your eyes on the work, the heavy machinery, the moving vehicles, the sharp tools. These are the jobs that can lead to workers' compensation claims. Oregon's largest workers' compensation insurer, Safe Corporation, recently rolled out the first of a series of videos on odd jobs, highlighting dangerous or otherwise unusual work. We have two guests from Safe. Corey Jenkins is Creative Services Coordinator for Safe and the Odd Jobs host. Hi, Corey.
Good morning.
Good to have you here on the Jefferson Exchange. Michael Hill joins us as well, a senior safety manager based in Southern Oregon for Safe. Hi, Michael.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
So, Corey, talk about the creation of this series. I'm aware that Safe does run ads, including underwriting announcements we hear here on JPR, but why do this?
Sure. Well, so for us, the whole idea behind Oregon Odd Jobs is our vision at Safe is to make Oregon the safest and healthiest place to work. And, you know, while some jobs are inherently riskier than others, our series, we wanted to show that every workplace can take steps to be safer for their workers. And, you know, as people watch, we're hoping that viewers will learn about the work that Oregonians do across the state and also hopefully will pick up some safety tips to apply to their own workplaces. And frankly, we're just super excited to be able to showcase the incredible skilled workers that Oregon offers.
Well, this is a process you've been at for a while now. I was reading up on your ergonomics videos from several years ago and was made instantly aware of how I was slumping in my desk chair at the time.
Indeed.
All right. So, Michael Hill, talk about what Safe does in workplaces to support workplace safety.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey. We partner with Oregon businesses to help implement safety best practices and initiatives that help them reduce the risk of injury on the job. And as Corey mentioned, our vision is to help Oregon become the safest and healthiest state in America. And, you know, to do that, it requires more than just working with our clients and policyholders. We offer these resources to any business. And so that's kind of fun. Our goal is to really, you know, pay it forward and help a lot of businesses take advantage of this as well.
How much of what you do in workplaces is discretionary and how much is required to get insured by Safe?
Well, our goal is that employers are at least meeting the minimum requirements of the OSHA regulations, but there isn't a threshold of, you know, safety best practices that somebody has to meet to be insured with Safe Corporation. We help them. You know, that's our goal. Every client, every policyholder is assigned a safety management consultant like me that's happy to partner with them and work with them to help implement some of these best practices.
And how many places are you responsible for? How many places will you visit in a week or a year?
Oh, I work with about five in a week and, you know, several hundred a year. And I have about 100 accounts myself that I work with in Southern Oregon. So.
Okay. So you stay busy for sure, or stay on the road anyway.
You bet. And there's about 70 of us across the state, safety management consultants that are working to do the same thing. Or, you know, primarily Safe takes care of injured workers when they're hurt on the job. And as I like to say, when we come in, we help prevent those injuries from happening in the first place.
You know, I can't honestly name another workers' compensation insurer in Oregon other than Safe. I mean, how much of workers' compensation in Oregon is provided by Safe?
It's roughly 50% of the market.
Okay. Let's talk about Oregon Odd Jobs again then with Corey. And how many Oregon Odd Jobs have you done now?
So far, we have filmed for our first season. We filmed at eight different locations with eight different policyholders, and we're already gearing up for production on a second season.
And who chooses the places that you go to do the odd jobs?
So the neat thing with Safe is we're a very open organization. We talk in between all the different divisions all the time. So we put out a call to all of our general staff. Like, if you have a story that you think we should be telling, if you've got a business that you think we should be highlighting, let's talk, let's look at them. So some of the ideas for our first season came from our regional operation directors who are placed all over the state. And then others just came from any employee saying, you know, what would be cool? One of them was Oaks Park. We had an employee who said, you know, it'd be really cool. I've always wondered how they get the roller coaster ready for the day. And we were like, Oh, yeah, absolutely. And my personal dream has always been to operate a roller coaster. So it was a perfect marriage.
Easier to operate than to ride, perhaps?
No, actually, to operate, there's a lot of buttons, and you have to press stuff in certain sequences. Otherwise, the ride just won't go. So I've been learning a lot.
I bet. So let's get a feel for Oregon Odd Jobs. We have a little clip here. I plucked this passage from the video on Homestead Log Homes in Central Point, and it already sounds dangerous. Zach, roll it.
With my chainsaw chaps on, I got my first look at the Wizard, which is basically a 3-inch planer on the edge of a chainsaw that spins really fast and strips off the bark. Tim here was kind enough to give me a demonstration on how to do it right before it was my turn to demonstrate how little experience I have around chainsaws.
Not good, pretty slow.
Well, slow is better than fast and dangerous. How much time did you actually practice before what ended up in the video, Corey?
That was it, Jeffrey. That was my first time with that chainsaw. And I am not very experienced with chainsaws. But fortunately, we had really good safety. And that company, Homestead, wow, they're just all about safety. And they gave me very good instruction before I powered the chainsaw on and then took good care of me while I was working it.
Corey Jenkins is the Creative Services Coordinator at Safe Corporation, which provides workers' compensation insurance in Oregon, and he also hosts a series of videos on YouTube called Odd Jobs that we're talking about here with Corey and with Michael Hill, a Senior Safety Manager at Safe based in Southern Oregon. If you have some questions or comments for our guests, share them by email at jx@jeffnet.org. Michael, you're the safety guy. Do you lay out in advance what has to happen before Corey picks up a chainsaw or even puts on the chaps or does any of the tasks that he does in these videos?
Great question, Jeffrey. Not really in advance. We make sure that we have the minimum personal protective equipment for going on site. But other than that, I'm just kind of watching and guiding and pointing out a few things, making sure we're not doing a crane lift with a log over somebody's head or making sure everybody has their chaps on, that kind of thing for the shoot. And we might find something that stands out, and we coach the folks and talk with them about it. And that's part of what I do all the time anyway. So, and I have the pleasure of working with the great Homestead Log Homes. And so it was a lot of fun.
So it sounds like this is pretty similar to your typical work at Safe.
It is. Yeah. It's exactly what I do on a regular basis. So
what is the standing advice? And I guess this because not because people do dangerous jobs, but because I have seen people take dangerous jobs somewhat for granted, most often with highway crews, it seems. But, you know, I'm the one who's trying to get down the road and they're not going to walk in front of me, are they? What is the standing advice to workers on not getting so comfortable with a job that you don't pay full attention to dangerous duties?
Well, it's a great question. It's what I call trying to avoid the zombie employee apocalypse. You know, as we get really comfortable and complacent with our jobs, it's easy to kind of shift into that mode where our brain just kind of relaxes. And we have to remind people and employers to coach their employees to be really mindful, to be, you know, ever present. A lot of times people show up for work and there's just a lot going on in their lives, and they're thinking about other things and they're not there. We call that presenteeism, where they're kind of like lights on, but nobody's home. And we have to kind of, you know, supervise that and manage that and say, hey, you know, you're looking like you're having a rough day. Is this not a good time to be handling a chainsaw today? And so we have some techniques and some training that we teach to help employees to be more mindful in their work.
And how about to employers when they recognize that situation, but they have work they need to get done?
Absolutely. Well, you know, that's the delicate balance between production and safety. But you bet, supervision is key, you know, helping to be there, to be able to spot those things and, you know, and to be mindful of your employees and how they're feeling. And you know, that kind of the mental health aspect where we're helping employees feel comfortable to come to you when they're having a rough day and to, you know, speak up when something's not right.
Corey Jenkins, I bet you were quite the opposite on the job site, though, for the Odd Jobs video shoots, because these are not jobs you normally do. So, I mean, honest, did you get to any of these job sites and say, I can't do that?
So I'm the kind of person that I will try just about anything once. But the thing that I've come to realize, Jeffrey, in doing this series is I am very unqualified at a whole lot of jobs. And there are a lot of jobs that I'm just frankly not good at. You'll see we've got our glassblowing episode that'll be coming out in the near future. I stink at it. The chainsaws, I was really slow. They were very nice to me at the shoot. They kept saying, no, you're doing great. But I could tell, I don't know that I would have lasted a week there with the rate at which I worked. So, yeah, I'm more than willing to try stuff. But it takes some skill and it takes some time for people to get good at these jobs.
Indeed. Now, I have to ask about the cow stomach, Corey.
Oh, yes.
We featured a picture of you at the Oregon State University Animal Hospital with your hand in the, you know, I'll call it a cow porthole. I don't know what else to call it. What is going on there?
That's basically it. So what it is, that is a special cow. Her name is Clementine. And a little known fact that is not in the video, she actually has her own support animal. There is another cow that goes everywhere with her to offer emotional support. And Clementine has a port in her side that leads directly into her rumen chamber. And what happens in there is there's the creation of rumen juice, which is basically lots of gut bacteria. It's a healthy microbiome. And they can actually, in the video, we go in and we extract the rumen juice, put it in a labeled container, and then they can actually pump that directly into the rumen of another animal, of any animal with a rumen who is sick, and it kickstarts their whole, like, gut bacteria. It was fascinating and disturbing, and I can still smell it in my brain. But the neat thing was Clementine just stood there the whole time eating, and she didn't feel a thing. It was incredible.
All right, so there's no danger to the cow. I mean, they did a surgical procedure, it seems like, to make that porthole, but other than that, the cow is fine?
Yeah, zero discomfort to the cow. I was impressed. And the neat thing is she has saved literally hundreds of animals because it's a procedure that they can repeat, I believe, every few weeks.
So it's a restoration of the gut microbiome.
Exactly.
Got it.
And I'm no biologist, but I kind of feel like I am now.
All right, I was going to... I'm not a biologist, but I play one on TV, right?
Exactly. I play one on YouTube.
So, Michael Hill, as a senior safety manager, how does people viewing the videos help you in your safety efforts at SAFE?
Well, you know, Corey's done a great job highlighting some of the unique safety aspects. You know, I happen to be on the shoot at Homestead Log Homes, and he asks them, how do you keep your employees safe? And they've done a phenomenal job of keeping people safe from chainsaws. That's what they use every day to you know, hand carve these log homes. And he says in the video, they treat it like a rattlesnake. They treat it with respect. It's like we were talking about before. They don't get complacent with it. It's loud. It's scary. It's, you know, it's an obvious reminder that this is a dangerous tool. And they all have the chaps, the chaps on their legs and that sort of thing, hard hat and safety glasses. And the biggest key is they treat it with respect. And so I think that's it. He highlights it in the OSU Animal Hospital video. I really liked how Corey pointed out the steps. He said, step one, you know, take the block out. Step two, and he kind of broke it down into steps. And that's actually a technique we do in safety to help companies, you know, do a safety assessment on each job, is break it down into a step-by-step basis and think about what are the hazards of each of those steps and how can we implement safe, you know, practices to protect employees through that.
All right. So do this first. Don't jump to step three. Just, you know, so take it one step at a time. Certainly makes sense.
Exactly.
Corey Jenkins, you talked about the roller coaster at Oaks Park. Was that your favorite thing you've done so far in these shoots for Oregon Odd Jobs?
Oh, Jeffrey, how dare you ask that? That's like asking who's
favorite
your favorite child. They're all my favorite for different reasons. Chainsaws was just, that was a fascinating day, and to get to actually work on somebody's, like, dream home was really neat. I'm a huge fan of roller coasters, so that was incredible. But we also got to feed the sharks at the aquarium. That was incredible. So all of them are my favorite for different reasons.
All right. Well, we get a chance to look at them online. They are they up there already. Oregon Odd Jobs. Just look for it by that name, or look by the holder of the videos, Safe Corporation, which is where Corey Jenkins works as a creative services coordinator and the host of Oregon Odd Jobs. Corey, thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Hill is a senior safety manager based in Southern Oregon. Michael, thank you for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
You bet. Short break on the exchange. Don't forget you can take part in our live segments at jx@jeffnet.org and check in advance to see our program topics at jeffexchange.org. We're back on the JX in about 2 minutes.